T-Bird fans. We welcome you to a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. I'm Cloud County Community College Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker. On this week's edition of T-Bird Talk, we will sit down with four members of the Cloud County Community College cross-country teams. Joining us from the men's squad will be Davis Miltner and Zeb Schultz. And from the women's cross-country team, we will talk to Mercy Ngamchob and Mackenzie Baker. The Cloud County Community College women's and men's cross-country teams will return to action this Saturday as they head to Mahoney Park Golf Course in Lincoln, Nebraska to take part in the annual Woody Greeno J. Dirksen Invitational, co-hosted by the University of Nebraska and Nebraska Wesleyan University. The men's race will begin at 10 a.m., with the women's race to follow at 10:50. Also on Saturday, the Cloud County Community College volleyball team will be in action as they make a road trip to Liberal, Kansas, to take on the Saints of Seward County Community College in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference action. The Cloud County Community College volleyball team is coming off a four-set loss to Hutchinson Community College Wednesday night. The Blue Dragons won the match 23-25, 25-19, 16-25, 12-25. The victory marked the 19th consecutive win for Hutchinson in the series. Cloud County has dropped to 5-12 overall and 0-3 in conference play, while Hutchinson has improved to 6-6 on the season and 2-2 in conference action. The T-Bird volleyball team makes the trip to Seward County this Saturday at 3 p.m. Seward County will head into the weekend contest at 4-10 overall and 1-2 in conference play. The Saints picked up their lone conference win of the season on September 3rd in a five-set home win over Butler Community College, but have lost six straight matches since, including a four-set road loss to Garden City Community College Wednesday night. Cloud County and Seward County have split their last four matchups, with the Saints winning both matches in 2024 by four sets each. Saturday's match will be streamed live on the Seward County Sports Network at SewardSaints.com. The Cloud County Community College men's cross-country team will return to action this weekend as they head to Lincoln, Nebraska to compete in the 2025 Woody Greeno J. Dirksen Invitational. The race will begin at 10 a.m. Saturday at Mahoney Park Golf Course in Lincoln, Nebraska. And this week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to visit with two members of the Cloud County Community College men's cross-country team. Joining us is Zeb Schultz. He's a freshman from Abilene, Kansas. And also with us, another freshman, Davis Miltner from Medicine Lodge, Kansas, and I appreciate both of you taking time to come in and to join us. And Zeb, I guess to start, let's get to know you just a little bit. So went to Abilene High School, competed as a member of the Abilene Cowboys. What all sports were you involved with growing up?
So starting my freshman year, I tried football out, and that wasn't really my thing. A little too skinny for that. So I moved into cross country. All the way through sophomore to senior year. And I also played basketball freshman to junior year, quit to pursue track my senior year. And then I also played track, obviously.
What was your track events?
Main events were, I did kind of everything all the way from the 4x1, 400, 800, and 800 is like kind of the max I would go, nothing more than that.
But you do long distance and cross country.
Yes, I do. It was kind of just a thing to stay in shape for basketball, but then I realized that it was actually helping my track a lot more.
And so tell me a little bit about the decision for you to want to continue post-high school. How did Cloud County Community College enter the picture? What was the recruiting process like for you?
Well, I had been looking at going to Washburn or Hayes and to pursue like career-wise. And I always loved running. I dealt with some injuries, which was really hard, like mentally, but I got through that. And then with Cloud, I talked to Drew a little bit, and he's probably the main reason that I'm here today. On my visit, he asked me some good questions, and we had a lot of good conversation, and I would say he is probably the main reason I'm here.
Growing up in a smaller community like Abilene, do you feel like that was good for you to make a transition here to Concordia and to Cloud County, where you could stay in kind of a smaller community and a smaller school to kind of adjust to this new life as a college student?
Yeah, I think it's been a pretty like smooth transition from here to here, and having Drew send me some workouts to just being able to run all summer, and then going into this season with the cross team, just being able to try to make an impact for the team.
What was it about Coach Drew Mahan, director of cross country and track and field here at Cloud? What was it? You said he asked some good questions, but how did he kind of make you feel comfortable and feel at home? And why did ultimately you feel like, you know what, this is the decision I want to make. This is where I want to go to school.
Yeah. Well, first of all, when we went on our visit, he kind of sat me down and he asked me like what the hardest thing I had ever been through was. And usually you wouldn't like try to tell your coach about maybe an injury that you've had, but I told him about how I had pulled my hamstring at state track, and we talked about that. Like, he made me feel like that it was good to let the coaches know, like, when you're hurt, when something's wrong, and that he can talk with you, help you through that, like, situation.
I mean, I know it's still early into your freshman year, but do you feel like you made a good decision for yourself coming here to Cloud?
I 100%, yes.
Let's bring Davis Miltner into the conversation as well. So growing up in Medicine Lodge, what all did you compete in? What were the activities, athletics you were involved in?
Well, going to a smaller 2A school, sometimes it can be limited, but I found myself on the cross-country team as a freshman, and it was only reintroduced when I was an eighth grader, and so I was on the first team in over a decade that our school had had, and so all the way freshman to senior year, I was involved in cross-country and track and field. My freshman year, I was in basketball, and I'm pretty skinny, and so I took off the winter to train for track.
What was it about track, cross country, running? What is it that you feel like you're attracted to? Why is that a sport that you love so much?
I'm really attracted to the competitiveness that it brings, but that I don't have to rely on teammates. Going to a small school, I never had a full team on the cross country team. And so I was an individual athlete. And so I'm able to train on my own and race myself, race the clock, and I don't have to have any equipment. You know, I everywhere that there's a ground, I can run and I can train.
As far as track's concerned, what are your events?
So for track, I will run. I've ran the open 400 before, and that is not me at all. But I'll run the 800, the 1600, the 3200. My senior year, I was involved in the 4x4, and we placed third at state. And then I've also done events like the marathon I've ran before on my own time in Salina here. And then I've ran an ultra marathon on my own as well.
You sound a little more comfortable with longer distances. I know there's a lot of guys, you know, that end up joining the cross country team, but they're more middle distance versus those long distances. But you feel like that's more in your wheelhouse as far as what you like to do and compete in?
Yeah, absolutely. The longer it is, the more I set myself apart from other distance runners, the more I can challenge myself. And I don't want to say it's self-approval, but if I can challenge myself and I can do it, I'll run. So
what was the recruiting process like for you? Tell me a little bit about how you heard of Cloud County Community College and how did they kind of end up in the picture?
So, it all kind of happened in a certain way. So I became interested in wind energy, and this is the school that has that, basically the only we're close in the nation. And, I told one of my track coaches about that, and he said, well, Cloud County has that. And, Coach Drew previously coached at TMP, a high school team, and he coached my high school coach for a year. And so it was all kind of a circle there, and that led me to Cloud County to race.
I asked Zeb if he felt like he made a good decision. What about you?
Absolutely. I came here looking for something to set it apart that might say, no, don't go here, go here. And I came here and I just felt complete peace about it. And I knew this is where I needed to be.
Obviously, having the degree path and the career path that you wanted to go down with wind energy technology was important. But as far as competing athletically, what was it about Coach Drew and the rest of the staff and the folks around here that made you feel like, you know what, this is something that I'm willing to take on and I can compete at the next level?
Well, Coach Drew has always been a really nice guy, and You can tell that he puts his family first, and so that's I like his morals and just the way that he presents himself as a coach. It's not scary. You know, he's down to earth. You can talk to him, and he has your best interests in mind. And coming from a small town, that speaks out to me. So,
Zeb, you talked about Coach Mahan sending you all kind of a schedule of what he'd like to see you do as far as workouts over the course of the summer. And so your training started well before you even got here, right?
Yep, that is correct. I started about second week into June.
And you actually have a former high school teammate that's with you on the team, right?
Yep, that would be Gage Taylor, yeah.
And so was that nice to have somebody that's kind of making that transition and kind of understands where you're coming from and you know each other?
Yeah, it was really nice the first week coming to college when you really, you know someone, like you're rooming with a friend and you've known each other like almost your whole life. So I'd say that made the transition even easier than anything else.
Because as athletes, you actually arrive on campus almost before anybody else. You really moved in almost a full week before the rest of the student body arrived on campus. What was the transition like from you, not just athletically, but just being out on your own now for the first time, kind of accepting adulthood and this new way of life for yourself? You know, have you had, you know, times of homesickness? Do you feel like you've been able to handle the transition pretty well?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty smooth transition, but there was obviously times where I did really miss some friends back home. That was pretty hard for me, I'd say, but I've made a lot of new friends here now, and obviously I'd still like the ones back home, but it's great to just meet new people, have new experiences and all that, yeah.
College comes with some new responsibilities, maybe a little more freedom. Davis, how do you feel like you've handled the transition itself?
Freedom can be hard, but as long as you manage it, you know, there's nothing that stops us from staying up till midnight playing games and stuff, and just have to pay attention to what you've got coming on in your life and really set your priorities straight with your school, your academics, your religion. You've just got to have it all set up to what works best for you.
I want to talk about the transition athletically as well, specifically as it relates to cross country. And a couple of weeks ago, we had an opportunity to visit with Coach Drew Mahan, assistant coach Ryland Cheney joining us on the podcast. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was for you all that are on the cross country team, it's not just about the cross country season, but you're also looking ahead to the indoor track season, the outdoor track season. So, you know, don't necessarily want to be peaking now, even though you certainly want to be competitive and do your best throughout the cross-country season. Davis, what have those conversations been like with the coaches? Because I'm sure they don't want to see you guys push too hard too early, don't want to overexert yourself, because this is going to turn into a really long year for you.
Yeah, so it's all competition to me. So cross-country here, every race I'll be running as hard as I can. But indoor season is in mind. It's coming up, and I've got my own goals for that. Hopefully we'll see some big improvements in the mile this year and whatever events I'll be in. I'm not really sure. I know I'll be probably putting anywhere from the 800 to the 3K mostly. So
I know you guys love competition, but Zeb, is it more that you're just competing with yourself week after week? You're trying to better yourself versus what the rest of the field, the rest of the competition looks like?
Yeah, I kind of know that there's levels to college. Like, you come in here, you're an average cross country runner, and it's good to keep pushing yourself, not only like physically but mentally. You need to keep pushing yourself to know that you're here for a reason, and that maybe cross country isn't your main thing, but you have something to look forward to with indoor and outdoor.
How tiring has it been though? You know, pushing yourself through this early season, the training. You guys are more than a month in as far as training is concerned, yet up to this point, I've only had actually one meet. And so there's not as much competition. There's only four regular season meets that you'll take part in. Otherwise, it's a lot of training. So how do you feel like you've handled that?
I feel like with all my summer running, it helped me so much coming into this first couple weeks of cross country, first month. I think the first month is my first time even breaking 40 miles, but we went 50 miles our first week, and I handled that pretty well, I'd say. And throughout this month, it's just been a lot of grind. That's the main thing.
Davis, for you, I mean, what's that been like? Because you said you love competing, but again, only one meet to this point. And so, again, it's just been a lot of training and focusing on you yourself.
Yeah, practices have been, in my head, competition, and that's not good. You know, there's every training workout has its purpose and its value. And so really I've been trying to manage on my speed that I put into practice and where I can pull out different speeds for races. And so every time I have a practice, I have a coach pull up in a van beside me during my run and say, "Hey, who are you racing?" And so just been controlling my speed and managing the distance of it, because I can handle the long distance.
Zeb mentioned there's different levels to this. You opened up the 2025 season competing at the 77th annual JK Gold Classic, which was hosted by Wichita State University. You end up coming away as a team with a ninth place team finish. There's a lot of good teams there, including some high-level Division I schools, obviously Wichita State, but teams like Oklahoma and others. So, Davis, what was that like being on the course, knowing that there's some four-year universities that compete in the SEC and other major conferences that you're now running against as a freshman here at Cloud?
We're all born human, and we're all just people out there wearing different colored jerseys. And so I don't look at the competition any differently. I know there might be some fast guys out there, but that's not going to stop me from chasing some of them. So,
Zeb, I know you've been around some big meets. You mentioned being at the state track meet, the one here in Kansas, one of the largest in the country. So you've been around environments like that where there's a ton of people, a ton of really good athletes. But what was it like for you being out on the course first time, first college meet?
Usually, it's probably not the best thing to say, but I don't get really nervous for cross-country meets, at least in track, very much. But cross country, I kind of tell myself, like, probably not going to be everyone here, but you should do the best, like, that you physically can. Give it your all.
It was interesting running conditions because it poured rain on Clap cross country course the day before, so it was pretty sloppy out there, and then it was a very cool morning, one you don't usually get, you know, this time of the year, where you guys were running with temperatures in the 50s, near 60 degrees. What was that like, you know, first meet out, having to handle those conditions?
Well, personally, I like the cold. I like running in the cold, for races at least, for cross country. But yes, the mud was, it was very tough, slipping and sliding all over. Even like with, yeah, there was just a lot of different parts in the races where you're looking at your pace and you're like, this is not what I should be running right now. And then when you get towards the end, it's not the time that you wanted, but it's, you got to remember that those conditions affect how you run the whole race.
You finished in a time of 21:51.31. How did you feel overall?
I felt pretty good. I feel like I had more left, but obviously it's your first race over a 5,000-meter race, so you're thinking of that. But and now it's going to be, I would say, quite a bit of a transition to race into an 8K this upcoming weekend. So I'm definitely ready to do that, and yeah.
Were you eager just to get out there, though, again, after that long time of training, to actually, hey, let's just get to a meet and see how we do?
Yeah, definitely. All that training, definitely it paid off. I was probably 20 seconds off of my 5K PR in that 6K. So that was really nice to look at, just the progress.
Davis, for you, you led the way for the Cloud County men's team, finished in a time of 20:23.24. How did you feel like you competed there in Wichita?
Well, I went out at 5K race pace, and I was going to take that all the way. My 5K split was pretty good for the conditions with the mud, but every corner you watch your foot placement, and by no means was I planning on leading the team or seeing myself up there, but I kept looking ahead, pushing forward, and eventually that's just where my placement found itself.
As Zeb mentioned, an 8K coming up this weekend as you guys head to Lincoln, Nebraska for the Woody Greeno Jay Dirksen Invitational. Talk about high-level programs. There's going to be a lot of major Division I universities that are going to be on hand taking part in the Greeno Dirksen Invite. But going into this weekend, Davis, what's kind of your thoughts and your goals for this weekend?
Well, an 8K is going to be you know, even farther than our last race, which was already farther than we're used to. And so through this 8K, I'm probably start off at 5K pace. You know, you can't run better if you don't start better. And so with the competition that'll be there, you know, as I said before, it's they're all just people, and I'm going to pass everyone I can.
Zeb, for you, some of your thoughts heading into the weekend.
I would say hit that 6K mark that I did last week and then push on to even better the time. It's more of a kind of look at your growth instead of everyone around you. Push yourself and kind of see what you can do.
Well, I appreciate the two of you taking time to visit with us this week, and I want to wish you all the best as you travel up to Lincoln, Nebraska this weekend. But thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next step after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 19th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 785-243-1435 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
The Cloud County Community College women's cross country team returns to action coming up this weekend as they will head to Lincoln, Nebraska to take part in the annual Woody Greeno J. Dirksen Invitational. The race will begin at 10:50 a.m. Saturday morning at Mahoney Park Golf Course in Lincoln, Nebraska. And this week, an opportunity to visit with two members of the Cloud County Community College women's cross country team. Joining us is a sophomore returner to the T-Birds, Mercy Ngomchop, and also with us is Mackenzie Baker, a freshman from Morrowville, Kansas. And I appreciate the two of you taking time to join us. And Mercy, let me begin with you. I know we had a chance to visit with you last year on the podcast, but remind me again first where you're from, and then tell me a little bit about how you got started running and competing in things like cross country and track and field.
My name is Mercy Ngomchop, and I'm from Sandama, from the Upper East region, which is in Ghana. I started running when I was in my high school, when we're having inter-schools competition in Sandama, and my sports teacher, which was like, Mercy, I want you to go and do track. And I was like, I'm interested in soccer. Track isn't my thing. But he was like, I believe in you. I know you can do better. And I said, okay, let me give it a try. So when after giving it a try, I beat everyone in the 400 meters and in the 800 meters. And it was really surprising because it was something which I never believe I can do. And from there, one senior high school came and was talking to my sports teacher that he wanted to take me to his school. And I was like, okay, that's okay, because they offered me a scholarship, a full ride, to continue my education. So when I went there, I continued with my track career. And when I graduated from high school, we were having a games at Cape Coast, which is Ghana games. They normally do it every year. So when I went there, I ran the 800 meters, which I did very well there, and Kodrew contact one of, she was already here in Cloud. She is called Jacqueline Pokia, which Coach Drew told him that this girl is really good and he would like her to be part of his team. And Jacqueline was like, Mercy, my coach wanted you to be part of Cloud team. Is this something you're interested in? And I was like, yeah, why not? I'll give it a try. And he was like, okay. He would talk to his father. That is all of us, our father. We call him Mr. Wisdom. So Kodrew also talked to Mr. Wisdom, and Mr. Wisdom was like, Mercy, this man is really a nice person. I was like, okay. And even when he's talking to me, I realized that he's a nice person, and I would like to give it a try to come and join his team.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about what you have liked about Cloud in just a second. But you mentioned growing up you liked soccer the most. Mm-hmm. But now that you've done cross country, you've done track and field, what is it that you love about this sport in particular that you're doing now here at Cloud?
Yeah, I like track because it's individual event. And mostly when it comes to track, it's not just about, it's not something you would like to give up early. Because when you see others growing up, you'll be like, ha, hell no, I don't have to give it up. I need to keep going. And Cloud is really a school everyone will wish to attend because their coaches are really motivated and the teachers, everyone in Cloud is really motivated. I remember a time in the track season when I was like, I tried my possible best, but nothing was working out for me. I wanted to give up, but the coaches were motivating me. And it was something me myself, I never believed I could run a 2:07 in the 800 meters because last year I ran 2:13. And jumping from 2:13 to 2:07 was something I never believed I could do it. But the coach kept telling me, Mercy, I see the potential in you in training, and we know you can do better than that. And I'm really grateful for them for even believing in me when I didn't even believe in myself.
Yeah. Coming to the United States, was that exciting? Was it scary? What was your thoughts when you were making the decision to leave your home country of Ghana and come overseas to the United States?
Moving to the United States was, I was happy at the same time I was sad because leaving my family back home and to come and learn a new system, adjust to different cultures and also managing my schoolwork and my track. It was also something I was really thinking about, but moving to the United States has really shaped me to become the better version of my life. Because I remember when I was in Ghana, speaking English and how to stand in front of people and talk, it was a little bit challenging for me. But today I can say that it's something I've achieved and I'm really happy for that. Connecting with different people too has really something that I'm really happy about because it's difficult to live with different people and train with different people. So it's something I'm really happy that I've achieved so far.
You sound like you're very pleased with your decision to come to Cloud as well.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to come to Cloud as well because Cloud has made me who I am today, and Cloud has made my dreams come true because it has been my dreams to further my education, but I was always thinking about Ray because someone like me from a poor background, I was thinking on how I'm going to pay my fees and those stuff. But Cloud gave me the opportunity to explore my dreams and to also see different things in my life. And today, I want to say a big thank you. I also want to use this opportunity to thank the Cloud staff for giving me this great opportunity to come from Ghana to the United States to achieve my goals. And I also want to thank the track team, Coach Drew, Coach Ted, everyone in the track team, and even my teammates for accepting me and also motivating me to achieve my goals. And even as I'm leaving Cloud, this is my last semester, as I'm leaving, I know I'm still part of the T-Bed family because it's a family everyone will wish to be with.
And I want to talk a little bit about what the future holds for you and certainly goals still to accomplish in the cross-country season. But let me bring Mackenzie Baker into the conversation now. And Mackenzie, where Mercy ends up traveling from a whole nother country overseas, you remain close to home growing up in Morrowville, Kansas, in Washington County. Growing up, what kind of things were you involved in? Activities, athletics? What were the things that you did growing up?
Yeah, when I was younger, I always did little league and softball since I was super little, and basketball and volleyball. And then I also did some little kid track meets too. And then once I came to junior high, I was volleyball's not it. So I did cross country, and I really enjoyed cross country in junior high. So I did that in high school too. And I also do basketball. I did powerlifting, softball, and track.
What was it about cross country, track and field itself, those sports that you were attracted to? Why do you feel like that was a good fit for you personally?
I feel like I like cross country and track more because, yeah, it can be a team sport, but I was from such a small town that in cross country, most of my years, we didn't even have a full girls team. So it's more about improving yourself and just doing better for yourself. So that's pretty important to me, just improving upon myself.
At what point did it hit you, or did you start thinking about, maybe this is something I can do post high school? that I can compete athletically, get a scholarship opportunity, whatever it may be. Tell me a little bit about when you started to realize that, hey, this is something I can do after I leave Washington County.
So both my parents were college athletes. They both did track. And so I, for quite a while, had always wanted to do track or cross country in college, but then I eventually was kind of just accepted, like, it's probably not going to happen. I need to start getting animal science classes done, so I'll probably just have to go straight to K-State. And then I realized, I was like, okay, I can get some animal science classes done at Cloud because they have a good animal science program. And so I talked to Coach Drew, and he, like Mercy said, he's super motivating, so I like that, and I really like him as a coach. So that's when I realized it was a real option that I could come here for a year and also get to, you know, have the opportunity to run cross country and track.
Staying somewhat close to home, was that something you were desiring?
Yeah, that was pretty important to me. I also really like the, like, small town vibe that, like, Cloud and Concordia has, like, how it was at home. Like, we won state a couple times, my high school team did, but we only had, like, five or six girls on the team. And like I said, I didn't even always have a full cross country team, so I came from a really small school.
Small town vibes, you get to know each other, you get to know everybody on campus pretty well, you get to know the teachers, you know, that sort of thing. But there's a lot of diversity here. Obviously, we're sitting here with somebody, one of your teammates that's from Ghana. You know, you have a lot of teammates, both from the women's and the men's side of the track and field team, that come from all over. What has that been like for you to get to know these people from such diverse backgrounds that didn't grow up in North Central Kansas, but are now here and that you're going to be new teammates with?
Yeah, it's been really cool to get to know everyone, even just from, like, different areas in Kansas or different countries. At first, I was, like, super surprised. I'm the only girl on the team that's from America, so that was definitely an adjustment. Just all of us are pretty quiet, I think, so it was kind of hard to get to talking to each other at first, but I really enjoy the team. I feel like everyone's starting to open up now, and it's become a lot of fun.
Let's talk a little bit about making the transition, though, from high school athletics to college. Of course, and I was mentioning this with Zeb as well as Davis earlier when I was talking to them on the podcast, but you guys arrive on campus before anybody else. You start your training before the student body even moves in. And so you get a little bit of time to know each other, but obviously you've got a long time to start practicing and training and working for the season ahead. And you guys are more than a month into training at this point, only one meet. So you've been going at it for a long time. Mackenzie, has that been tough to adjust to? I know the coaches gave you some off-season workouts and things they wanted to do, but has it been kind of a grind and a little grueling that you've spent all this time doing this with very little competition?
Yeah, the training was a lot different for me, a lot more volume than what I ever did in high school. I think I've adjusted pretty well, though, and I'm definitely seeing the benefits. So, I mean, I did really good in the first meet, so I was happy with that. I feel like that was just a show of, like, how far I've come, and then only to improve upon that because, I mean, the meet was muddy. So it'll probably get faster, I hope.
I'll talk with you about the JK Gold Classic and the conditions you ran in just a moment. Mercy, I want to know, because you are one of the returners. Yeah. There's you, there's Rafi, there's Nanto. You've been around the program. Was there anything that Coach Drew, Coach Rylan, or anybody with the team asked of you guys to kind of help lead McKenzie, the other freshman, to kind of help show them the way, because you've been around, you know what the training's like? And as I was talking with Davis and Zeb, it's not just about cross country, right? For you, it's going to end this semester, but for McKenzie, she's got an indoor track season, an outdoor track season to look forward to. So it's basically the entire school year she's going to be wrapped up in competing in athletics. So what have the coaches asked you to do to help kind of lead the new faces and the freshmen along?
Yeah, Coach Drew was like, Mercy, you know, you are a sophomore and the freshmen, they are looking at on you guys. So I want you guys to motivate the freshmen, because before we start the race, I realized Mackenzie, she was like, she's afraid. And we told her there's nothing to be afraid of, because this is a competition. You just take it like you are training with your teammate and you see yourself improving and you even run better than what you did in high school. And she was like, what if I don't run a better time than what I did in high school? And I was like, no, you train hard. You did very well when you came to Cloud. You have been training with us, and we believe in you. We know you can do better than when you were in high school. She was, and Koju was like, we should keep talking to her. We should keep motivating her because the freshmen, like, they haven't run with the university. Some of the university and the college are athletes, and so they don't have much experience as we do. So the only thing he wants us is to be a good leader to them. We should keep motivating them to do better. And hopefully she did better. And she was excited of her performance, even though the course was muddy, but she still did her possible best to run a PR in that race, yeah.
Mackenzie, I know you were anxious and nervous going into that first meet. Why so? I mean, nerves aren't a bad thing, right? I mean, it's good to want to compete, but also be nervous about the opportunity. But what was kind of your mindset heading into that very first meet?
Yeah, it was just, I guess, nerves because it was the first college cross-country meet. I mean, I've ran so many high school meets, but it was just like, I guess I was thinking of what could go wrong, basically. So that's what I was nervous about. But it was really helpful when Mercy was just like, Kenzie, it's going to be fine. And so it was helpful.
What was it like, though, being out on a course where you were going to be competing not just against junior colleges, but major universities? Obviously, the event itself, the JK Gold Classic, hosted by Wichita State University, but there was major universities like Oklahoma out of the SEC and all these schools that were there. And, you know, seniors, four-year runners that you were going up against for the very first time. I know you've been in some big meets and been around like the state track meet and other things like that, but what was that like, the atmosphere for your first college meet?
It was a lot different. Like, before the race, I had to ask Drew, I was like, how do I even take out? Because, like, in my high school races, some of them I was trying to win. So it's like I was going out in front of everyone, but I knew at this meet, there, like you said, there's huge schools. I can't go out in front of everyone. And he's like, it's okay. Just know you're going to get boxed in and go out for the medal. So, yeah.
I want to talk about how you felt like you did. But, Mercy, let me start with you. And first, let's talk about the conditions that day, because you get to Wichita and it's pouring rain. And it basically rains all night long to where the course the next morning was very muddy, very sloppy, not the best for runners. And then it was pretty chilly. We don't usually get that kind of cold weather to start the first meet out, but it was like 50s, mid-50s, up to 60 degrees as you're running. So tell me about getting adjusted to that, because they weren't the most ideal conditions to compete in.
That day, I think the weather wasn't really favorable, and mostly what I would say is we did not also do a proper warm-up. We were not fully ready before the race as well, because that day I was ready to run, even though the course was muddy and the weather wasn't good. I was ready to run, but I realized that when we got to the starting line, when I was trying to do some extra shake up to see if my body will adjust before we start the race, I realized that my body wasn't responding to, yeah, and I said, okay, whatever it is, I'm here, I still need to give all out. So when we start the race and we're going the first lap, yeah, it was okay, but when we're going to the second lap, when we get to where the concrete was, that's where someone stepped on my shoes at the back, my spikes rather, at the back, and I jumped on the concrete and landed on my back, and I was like, I was still trying to move, but I realized that I feel a sharp pain at my back, and I need to stop that, so that I need to step out of the race to prevent further injury so that I can continue with the rest of the meet. But I know this coming meet is going to be good.
Yeah, I'll ask you your thoughts on the upcoming meet in just a second. But yeah, unfortunately, did not finish that race. But we're running about top 15 there through that first mile or so. And so I know a really good start, just unfortunately couldn't finish. Now, Mackenzie, you end up crossing in 21:31:21. So first meet out in a PR, how did you feel like you competed?
I was pretty happy. Yeah, that was like my fastest time since what I had run in high school. So that, I was happy, you know, like I felt like I did good with that. The mud definitely sucked. Like you couldn't push off. It was just so sloppy in different areas, which I have experienced. The Kansas State cross country meet last year was raining the whole time, so that was terrible, but yeah.
Was it nice to just finally get out and compete, though, after, again, a real grueling month-long, you know, training session with no competition, and you're just running the same back roads here in Concordia or whatever it may be? Was it, I know you were nervous, anxious, all that stuff, but was it nice to just finally get out there and see what you could do?
Yeah, I was super nervous before we started, and then I feel like once the gun went off and once we actually started running, I was like, okay, I'm doing it. It's like, I feel like that time was a real realization for me that it's like, I'm a college cross country runner. Like, it's just a realization of that, I guess.
And now you get to head up to a pretty big meet in Lincoln, Nebraska this weekend, the Woody Green O.J. Dirksen Invitational. Again, another number of high-profile Division I schools that are going to be on hand, a lot of Division II programs, NAIA, and then, of course, the junior college teams as well. So what are your goals heading into this weekend? What's your thoughts on the race this Saturday?
Yeah, my goals for this meet, I would say, is to PR again. I want to bring my time down some more.
And Mercy, what about for you? Obviously, I know you want to finish this time. What's kind of your thoughts heading into the race?
Yeah, my thought is I should do better than last year. Last year, I ran on that course 18:56. So this year, I'm hoping to run 18 sub 30, sub 40s. Yeah, because this week, I know it will be good. Yeah, and the weather too will be good that day. So I'm hoping to do well this time around.
As you mentioned, this is your final semester at Cloud County. You'll be leaving at the end of this semester. What does the future look like for you? I know you've been visiting a number of schools, talking to different programs, want to continue to compete. What does the future hold for you?
Yeah, good. I know the future will be good for me because I will continue on to progress in my athletic career, and I'm hoping to be, to be on top of whichever school I find myself, and also be seen in well athletics games, in different other competitions, which are bigger meets and other stands. Yeah, that is what I'm looking up to.
And I know you've been visiting a lot of schools, still trying to narrow down what it is that you want for yourself. When the time comes and your time here at Cloud's over, what are you going to miss the most about Cloud County?
Oh, I'll miss Cloud a lot because Cloud is a good place to be. Mostly I'll miss the coaches and the teaching staff as well, because they are really quite encouraging. I remember in most of my classes when I first came, I used to struggle a lot because I used to have issues with teachers and those kind of things. And they would be like, Mercy, we know English is not your home country language, but you are trying your best. They keep motivating me to do well in classes, and my coaches too, they keep motivating. I remember Koju would be like, Maisha, you need to be in the SSC. If you don't understand anything, go and ask them. They will explain to you. You need to learn. And I'm really excited to have such coaches who will not only focus on your performance in the track or in the cross country, but they are also focusing on your academic work, because some places, other coaches depend from you is your performance. They don't care about your academic background, but these coaches, I really like them. They do well because they will look out for you, whether you are in class, whether your grades are good or bad. Yeah, they will check up on you always to know that you are in good shape. You are in good shape in class and also in good shape on the track. Yeah.
Mercy seems so happy about her decision to come. Mackenzie, for you, as you've made kind of a transition, you've stayed close to home, but you're experiencing adulthood now for the first time, right? Life on your own, being away from home, a little more freedom, you know, as it relates to being a college student. You said you liked that Cloud itself was a smaller school, had that small town vibe, similar to where you grew up. Do you feel like the folks that you've met here, the staff, the teachers, the coaches, your teammates, have they all really assisted you and helped you make a successful transition?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, Mercy keeps saying that the coaches are super motivating, and I agree. Like, even when I don't believe in myself necessarily, like, I'll tell Drew, I'm like, Drew, I don't think I can do this workout. And he's like, yes, you can, and then I'll go and do it. So it's nice to know that the coaches, like, believe in us and like Mercy also said, they actually like care about you, not just how you're doing in cross country at the time. They care about how you're doing and how you're doing in classes and everything. I also really like the teachers. They seem to like really care about if you're doing well in the class, you know, as you know, if you're understanding everything. And
well, I want to wish you all the best as you head down to Lincoln this weekend. It's the Woody Green O.J. Dirksen Invitational. The women's race will begin at 10:50 a.m. at Mahoney Park Golf Course in Lincoln. But Mackenzie, Mercy, thank you both so much for taking time to visit with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next step after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 19th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 785-243-1435 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks to Davis Miltner of Medicine Lodge, Kansas, Zeb Schultz of Abilene, Kansas, Mackenzie Baker of Morrowville, Kansas, and Mercy Ngom Chab of Ghana for being our guests this week on T-Bird Talk. And we want to wish all the best to the Clad County Community College cross-country runners as they make a trip to Mahoney Park Golf Course in Lincoln, Nebraska this weekend to take part in the annual Woody Greeno J. Dirksen Invitational, co-hosted by the University of Nebraska and Nebraska Wesleyan University. We'll be posting race results up at our website at cloudtbirds.com. You can also follow our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Clad County Athletics or on X at CCCC Sports to keep on top of all of the racing action this weekend, plus the volleyball action for the T-Bird volleyball team at Seward County Community College. And of course, you can look forward to a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk next week. New episodes of the podcast drop each Thursday, so make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.